Chapter 4. The Emperor Has No Clothes. It's really hard to concentrate on schoolwork when your teacher is dressed up like a giant bonbon. All I could think about was the candy I would be getting when we went trick-or-treating after school. My mouth was watering, but Miss Daisy was trying her best to teach us. If you go trick-or-treating and they give out Kit Kats at 5 houses, and Milky Ways at 3 houses, and Hershey bars at 7 houses, how many candy bars will you have altogether? AJ? Is anybody giving out Snickers? I asked. That's irrelevant, said Miss Daisy. No, it's not, I told her. An elephant is a big animal with a long trunk. Everybody laughed, even though I didn't say anything funny.
I hate Snickers, said Neil the Nude Kid. My favorite candy bar is Three Musketeers.
Let's try to stay on task, shall we? Said Miss Daisy. Teachers are always telling us to stay on task. That means we have to talk about boring stuff instead of interesting stuff, like candy bars.
I like Twizzlers, said Ryan.
Twizzlers aren't candy bars, Michael said. They're licorice.
Ugh, licorice is yucky, said Neil the Nude Kid. It gives candy a bad name. We went on like that for a while. Nobody could agree on which candy bar was the best. After a while, Miss Daisy gave up trying to teach anything. All this math talk is making me hungry, she said. We were all excited to march around in our costumes, but Miss Daisy said it wasn't time yet. Finally, after 1,000,000 years, an announcement came over the loudspeaker.
It's time for the parade, Mrs. Patty exclaimed. Please bring all classes to the playground.
Yay, everybody yelled. Miss Daisy told us to line up boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl. I think she does that so each of us has to be next to somebody we hate. I had to stand behind annoying Emily, the queen of crybabies. We marched in single file to the playground. The whole school was out there in their costumes. It was cool.